Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's time that we stop this murder by mail. We're going to be talking about this horrendous issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we celebrated in 2022 the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and we still do, you know, but tragically, now, especially with COVID happening, more than 63% of abortions are because of the abortion pill. And that's hard to track.
Yeah, some women turn to the abortion pill believing that it's safe and effective. That is an absolute lie. One of them was Amber Thurman, just 28 years of age, and she was killed by the abortion pill. She already had a young boy when she found out that she was carrying twins. She didn't want to have children to interfere with her potential nursing career. But both of her babies, they had heartbeats. So Georgia law prohibited her from killing them. So Thurman traveled across the state lines to seek an out-of-state abortion in North Carolina to kill both babies surgically when they were 9 weeks old, but nothing went as planned. After ingesting the abortion pill and having what is called an incomplete abortion, Thurman developed extreme sepsis from what appeared to be the remains of a child left in her uterus. Despite antibiotics and a hysterectomy, Thurman died. The pill is sent oftentimes by mail via telemed with no follow-up. And this is thanks to the Biden administration and the Obama administration. As a result of COVID, the Biden administration allowed telemed and that the abortion pill mifepristone and misoprostol be sent by the mail across state lines.
But you know, they use this poor woman's case to twist the truth and say that it was the law that killed her, which is not the truth at all.
It's not the truth. It's the abortion pill.
Yeah, but you see how they twist all of this and use euphemisms and et cetera, to try to push their abortion pills and their abortions on people. But God, what a travesty to use this woman's death to try to promote their agenda.
I know. And this was the story during 2024, Holly. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were fighting against Amendment 4.
Right.
And the other states were fighting against their abortion initiatives.
Like, oh, we can't have these laws.
We can't have these laws because you're going to have an Amber Thurman situation. Well, no.
Back alley abortions and all that.
She was killed because she intentionally ingested an abortion pill.
Well, if you want to talk about back alley abortions, these pills, these women are taking these pills home and having abortions all by themselves.
And it's contaminating the water supply.
Right.
We've seen that too. That the water supply is being contaminated by the human flesh of these aborted babies that are being flushed down the toilet.
But many of these women are dying. They're bleeding to death.
So here, these pills are four times more dangerous than first trimester surgical abortions, yet many people still don't realize how dangerous they are. We need to stop this mail order abortion, this mail order murder, because what's happening is, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, but in pro-life states, for example, where the laws will not allow abortion in, say, brick-and-mortar places or restrict it up to a certain period of time, what's happening is these abortion doctors or providers are sending in the pills into the states, and they're doing abortions via chemicals that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do in the brick-and-mortar facilities.
Right. And it's a majority of abortions now.
And they're intentionally doing this to get around the abortion laws. That's why Texas has filed suit against an abortion doctor in New York. And now the judge in Texas has fined this abortion doctor in New York. But New York has passed a law to protect these abortion doctors from these kinds of lawsuits. So there's a big battle going on where this radicalism in New York has tried to set up a system where these doctors in New York can export abortion pills all over the country and send them intentionally into states where they know that they're violating state law.
But you know, it doesn't make sense to me because aren't there laws that say if a pregnant woman is killed, her unborn child is also considered the second victim in that death? So why is it legal for these pills to be spread all over the United States to kill these unborn children?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense. Well, Thurman, in this case, Amber Thurman, was on her way to the abortion clinic in North Carolina when she was delayed by traffic. She missed her appointment. So the staff improvised, and they gave her the abortion pill to end the life of her twins. Then she drove the 4 hours home. Time after time, women like, you know, Thurman are completely unprepared for what the pill does to them. And about 4 days after she took it, she started vomiting. So she vomited blood and passed out at home, according to a 911 call log. Her boyfriend called for an ambulance. Thurman arrived at Piedmont Henry Hospital in Stockbridge at around 6:51 p.m. Her lower abdomen was tender, according to the summary. Her white blood cell count was critically high and her blood pressure previously perilously low. At one point, as Thurman got up to go to the bathroom, she fainted again and hit her head. Doctors noted a foul odor during a pelvic exam, and an ultrasound showed possible tissue in her uterus. They tried antibiotics, IVs, and surgery, but in the end, they couldn't save her life. The reality is that had she not taken this abortion pill, she would be alive and her twins would be alive.
And see, this happens a lot more often than they want to tell you. I mean, if you ever saw the Unplanned movie, the story of Abby Johnson, you know, she was the former head of the Planned Parenthood Center in Texas. The same thing almost happened to her. She took the abortion pill and almost bled to death. It happens so often, but they don't want you to know that.
No, and if you have what they call an incomplete abortion, where you don't expel all of the baby body parts, then what happens is, this is what happened to Amber. Sepsis happens,
right,
because
infection.
You have the rotting flesh inside of your
right,
body.
Infection, yeah.
And infection sets in, and then it gets to a point in Amber's case where it's beyond repair. So this abortion cocktail that killed Amber is so dangerous that for 20 years, the FDA required, one, that a doctor administer the death-dealing drugs in person, two, that the drugs not be given to women who are more than 7 weeks pregnant, and three, that an in-person physical examination occur after taking the pills to ensure that the drugs had not burst the woman's fallopian tubes or hemorrhaging had stopped and a dead baby had left the mother's womb without infection. They also required a follow-up visit. The FDA had what's called a black box warning that also required, you know, these kinds of warnings on this danger of the drug. That black box warning notwithstanding, with these risks that are listed there, they allowed telemed, mail order, no in-person visit, and no follow-up.
You know, my prayer is that during this administration that these pills be taken off the shelf, made illegal, so that this will not happen anymore.
Well, from 2000 to 2019, this abortion pill mifepristone caused adverse event reports among 3,197 women, of whom 2,500 had either life-threatening or severe complications, including 20 who died. In addition, 2,243 women who did not die of the RU486's adverse events required surgery to save their life. The amazing thing here, Holly, is this is dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It is dangerous, and it's killing women. And the numbers that I just read to you, they're a fraction.
Oh, yeah.
Because many of these things do not get recorded.
These need to be taken off the shelves and made illegal, like I said before. And I pray that RFK, whoever investigates this, but they need to be taken off the shelves.
In fact, during his confirmation hearing, he said specifically that President Donald Trump asked him to evaluate the, quote, safety of this mifepristone, to evaluate this drug. Of course, it's not safe. It is killing the children. It is killing and injuring mothers. And so RFK, as now the Secretary of HHS, is going to be evaluating that. I think Congress needs to take this off the shelf, needs to put restrictions and, you know, stop these cross-state, you know, shipments of these abortion drugs.
But you saw during his confirmation hearings, those members of Congress were getting really upset about messing with any of these drugs because why? They make money.
Yeah, they make money off of it. they have vested interest in it.
So that needs to be addressed
as
well.
No, it's time to shake up Congress. And I'm glad that RFK is there to actually do just that. But Congress needs to act as well. Stop these abortion drugs from being shipped. Make these people have transparency and warnings about the dangers of these deadly abortion-killing drugs. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.